Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Boeing Company, the country's largest exporter, ended 2010 in what appeared to be a slump. It still hadn't delivered its much-touted Dreamliner airplane 3 years after it was first promised. It suffered the cancellation of several defense contracts, and full-year profits lagged behind predictions. Yet somehow, analysts say the aerospace giant's future is looking bright. What's up? Susanna Ray covers Boeing for Bloomberg News. And Susanna, you know, it doesn't sound as if it should be a bright horizon.
Yeah, no kidding. And when I look back at the headlines, you know, from the past year of coverage, they're all pretty negative. Not only the 787 Dreamliner, but also their newest jumbo jet, the 747-8. That's a year and a half late. The 777 and 737 are facing new competition from Airbus, and the Pentagon is scaling back its defense budget, and that's hitting Boeing programs. There's just, you know, a steady stream of bad news for Boeing, and yet you look at the stock, and they've almost doubled the gain on the Dow Jones Industrial Average last year.
What's up with that?
I know. Investors tell me that there's a couple of reasons for that. The first one and the biggest one is that the aerospace cycle really bounced back fast from the recession. You know, air travel recovered much more quickly than anyone anticipated, particularly in emerging markets, but also around the world. Obviously, you know, Boeing benefits from that. Orders more than tripled last year, and their profit more than doubled. The second reason is that for now, Boeing and Airbus still have a duopoly. Now, that could change, particularly in the smaller planes like, the narrow-body 737 and the A320. There's, extra competition coming from China and Canada and elsewhere. But for now, airlines really, and investors as well, have no choice but to ride it out because they don't have any other options.
Of course, you mentioned Airbus, and that's the European offering. Well, we want to ask you about recent comments that Boeing has made about outsourcing. How does that play into all of this? They've said that they realize that they outsource too much of their work globally, spent too much time troubleshooting, presumably flying around the country checking up on things. Does this mean, we know that Boeing has had lean manufacturing, this idea of having everything under one roof, but does this mean they're going to be bringing more jobs, more work home, and maybe having more success? Are analysts looking at that?
Yeah, Boeing has said that it's learned from its mistakes. Now, it's always outsourced, but the 787 Dreamliner took that to new levels, and Boeing freely admits that they lost control of the program. They just didn't have enough oversight of their suppliers, and they put too much into the hands of their partners. And so, I mean, for example, with the 787-9, which is the second version of the Dreamliner that's going to be delivered, they're already taking back a little bit of that work and making sure that they have more oversight of particularly the design and development. So it's not going away, but it will be tweaked.
Well, and is that something that analysts like, that you know, it will be tweaked?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a necessity. Yeah. They can't have another disaster like the Dreamliner program for their next plane.
Well, and what about jobs? And we know Boeing at one point cut about 10% of jobs. Are the jobs coming back?
They are to some extent, yeah. Chief Executive Officer Jim McNerney told us a few weeks ago that Boeing plans to add 4,000 to 5,000 new jobs company-wide this year. But in part, that's because of the production. They're raising output to record rates starting this year, going through 2013. And so they've got to get some more bodies back in to make those planes. And then also a little bit because they are bringing some of the work back from their suppliers. And so they need more.
That's Susanna Ray, aerospace reporter for Bloomberg News, on the health of Boeing. Susanna, thank you.
Thank you.
And this note about the brave new world of aviation, NASA has contracted Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman, asking them to imagine aircraft that could replace the current fleet, which hasn't seen a significant makeover since the 50s. The assignment? Design a plane that can fly 7,000 miles without refueling, carry a payload of 50 to 100,000 pounds worth of passengers or cargo, be able to reach 80% of the speed of sound, that's about 540 miles an hour, and have these planes ready to fly by 2025. Now, we've got pictures of some of the designs of the future at hereandnow.org. Boeing came up with what looks like a giant stealth bomber, engines on the top, back, and no windows. Kind of claustrophobic. Northrop Grumman's plane has windows and giant engines that connect two fuselages. It's like two planes in one. Lockheed Martin's looks pretty much like the aircraft of today, except the engine sits at the plane's tail. You can look at hereandnow.org. Coming up, Egypt's top democracy advocate, Mohamed El-Baradei, has returned to the country amid protests. We'll find out about Facebook's role in those protests here and now.